Okay, sir, could you state your name and your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Bradley Armstrong, 304-608.
Okay, Mr. Armstrong, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Mr. Luis Quinones. You have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. You have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. The Honorable David Neal. And myself, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be your panel chair today, sir. Also with us, sir, from the Department of Corrections, representing the parole office and the DOC, is Mr. Osborne.
Okay.
Okay. Sir, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of your hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Sir, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, thanks. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do, sir.
Okay, Mr. Armstrong, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked. We're going to start in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you, sir. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
I do, sir.
Okay. Mr. Armstrong, the first allegation states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 31st, 2017 per the task GCMS lab report dated August 7, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The next allegation states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to follow the verbal written directives of your assigned parole officer on August 14, 2017 by failing to enter into and successfully complete the MRC ITH program at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona on August 15, 2017. The offender is actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, based on the admission of Mr. Armstrong, I move to find that he was delinquent, he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During the phase two portion of your hearing, sir, we'll make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we'll come back to you, Mr. Armstrong, and get any additional information or information that you would like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Armstrong was released from GOC custody on March 14th of 2017. He was arrested on August 24th of 2017 by the Chandler Police Department on his absconding warrant status and a failure to appear warrant. He was returned back to our custody on September 5th of 2017 with 9 abscond days with a community supervision end date of January 19th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. In 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history with theft noted. Other arrests, 2014, narcotic drug violation, AZ, felony conviction, probation. And 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ, felony conviction, probation. And
the
committee risk score of
G1, B1. Okay, Mr. Armstrong, I see that you were released. When you were released in March, you were released to reside at Changes 1344 South Mesa Drive. Then on July 17th, you were discharged from Changes. And then on July 18th, you were approved to reside at 544 East Southern, apartment number 247 in Mesa. Is that the last location where you were staying at, sir, at this 544 East Southern Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so it says that you were referred to the workforce in other places, that they did not verify any employment, but it says that, sir, it looks like that on June 15th this year, you provided new employment at Oregon, Palm and Tree, USA, 25 East Weir Tank Road in Gilbert, Arizona?
Yes, sir. Actually, my parole officer, Sandra Nates, had referred me to a job called Arizona Western Vents and Curbs.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not sure why she hadn't verified that employment, but I was employed there for a good month and a half before I violated my parole conditions.
Okay. So you were working for a little while where she had referred you to. So it says during your programming that you were assigned to a task for some random screening, and then says that in March you didn't provide a sample. Then April you were positive for THC, and then at the end of April 25th you were negative but diluted. May you were positive for methamphetamine. In June, you were positive for THC. In July, you were positive for THC and methamphetamine, sir.
Yes, that is correct.
So what happened, sir? Did you just relapse, or what's going on?
I've had a little bit of time to reflect on it, and I realize it's definitely all about who I surround myself with, and I had gotten involved with obviously the wrong people, and relapsed.
So it looks like that they did a couple of times that you did get some sanctions and you completed your sanctions. So you still reoffended after you completed your sanctions, sir?
I had a 2-day sanction, yes.
Uh-huh.
And when I was released from there, I was still associated with the wrong people. It wasn't until recently, actually, about a week before I had got picked up, that I started to try and at least get my bearings straight again. So when I am released on the 19th, I have a job with Western Vents and Curbs waiting for me, with Tim Westover being the hiring manager.
Okay. So, sir, so did you try to get into any drug programs?
Actually, I was looking at Taros.
Uh-huh.
And instead of doing the 90-day sanction.
And what happened with that?
I got picked up on a warrant before I could get enlisted, before I could get my interview date. Was actually on the 27th.
Okay. So you got picked up when you got arrested by the police. It looks like you had a failure to appear warrant. What was that for?
That was a shoplifting warrant out of Food City that was a complete misunderstanding. I walked out of the store to give somebody change and walked back in and paid for my drink, and the police were already in there. So the undercover shopper was not going to let me pay for my drink since I stepped out of the store.
Okay, so was that more recent when that happened, sir?
Yeah, that was September, August, I believe.
Okay, so had you reported that to your PO, or is that just something new that happened?
That was something new that happened.
Okay. Sir, I just see that you had been an absconder, I believe it was 9 days?
Yes.
Okay, so you hadn't absconded long before you got arrested on this FTA then, huh?
No.
Okay, Mr. Armstrong, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Sir, seeing the board has no additional questions, we're going to be going into discussing shortly to make a determination as to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. So is there anything else you'd like to tell the board that you haven't already told us, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. The board's in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, have to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll get right back with you as soon as we complete our discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right. I tell you, Mr. Armstrong seems to be a very nice person, at least he's been very respectful. I think that he got out, he said he got around the wrong crowd, and he was doing good at first until he started hanging around the wrong people, and he relapsed as a result of hanging around with the wrong people. Then he had this incident with the FTA. He absconded for the 9 days prior to him being arrested. And you know, most of his charges all appear to seem to get around drugs. He will be released in January 19th of next year, which is about 3 months away. I think that Mr. Armstrong just takes this time that he has left to remain in time to put himself a plan together, get into NA or AA while he's incarcerated, maybe take a reentry class if possible while he's in there during that time, that when he gets out, he'll be better equipped to deal with those surrounding areas and his friends, and maybe get a new set of friends and a job and be a productive citizen, not have to come back before this board again and have a negative contact with law enforcement again. Therefore, I am going to make the recommendation to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Armstrong, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he had lapsed or about to lapse in the criminal ways or company, and that he did start back to relapse and using drugs. He did get a warrant out for his arrest for a misunderstanding that he stated was in the store. That is going to be my motion at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Armstrong, the board has voted, sir, to revoke your community supervision. So you will be out in about 3 months. You will be out on January 19th of 2018. At that time, sir, you won't be on any community supervision. You won't have any parole to do, sir. We hope that you will take this time that you have left remaining on your time, sir, to put together a plan so that when you get out, sir, you can be a productive citizen and successful when you get out. And also that you take this time, sir, while you're in there, to maybe to take some NA or AA classes while you're there, as well as if possible, sir, get involved and take the reentry class so that when you get out, you're able to get out and be a productive citizen, sir. We're going to wish you the best of luck and thank you for being before your board today, sir. Thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you.